Hello?
Hey, John. Tom here. Sorry I missed your call.
Hi, Tom. Yeah. So, how much the first one you took the you took on the credit card?
I didn't took anything. I tried charging you $190 from it, and it said the card doesn't have funds in it. $190, I mean, that's the conversion. So we charge in like USD. So if you convert like $240, I guess. Let me see. Let me tell you. CAD
okay.
into.
So
hang on. So 190. Yeah, I tried charging $244.93 from the card, but it didn't go through. Then I tried.
Actually, it says here pending.
It appears pending.
Yes, pending. It charged here $244.69, and the other one's $3.31.
Okay.
So I have remaining balance of $2 here.
So, sir, it didn't go through from my side, but again, let me confirm it with the finance, okay?
Okay. If you want, we have here the transaction number. It says pending, we billed, you know.
Okay. Let me see what I can do
so
here.
I have here.
Let me speak with the finance guy, because in my system, it says unpaid.
Okay.
It says unpaid, so it's not paid from other side. Okay? But
okay.
Again, let me check. Okay? I'll be back.
Please.
Hey, John, thanks for holding up. You there?
Yes.
Okay, so $238.49 Canadian dollars went through. So I'm sorry, my system was showing
okay.
up. It didn't go through because the reason why it didn't go through because the payment that we charge in three different transactions. So one of them got declined, so that's why the whole payment was showing in the system that it was declined. So the first payment of $238 Canadian dollars has been received from our end. So the rest is.
Yeah.
So how much is the second one? Can we try that?
Because I'm gonna be short something of $2 because I have on the remaining balance for the one you took. It's $2. I have $2 here remaining on my Visa card. on the 250 that you.
Forget it. You can dispose that cart, and don't worry about the $2. So instead of 238, we have received 240. Okay.
Okay, and I have still $25 and a $50.
Yeah, 25 and 50. So that would be in total 25, 19, 39. Okay, 50, total $75,
three
right?
I'm sorry, because you're charging me 325, 24, right?
Yes.
So this is going to be like the same amount. This is supposed to be 325. That's same to the 250.
Okay. So the rest of the payment that you currently have in your cards, that is $75, right?
Yes.
$75 Canadian, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so if I convert 75 into United States dollars, that would be $58 only. So I'm going to charge you $50. But why do we have like two different cards? Okay, give me the numbers for $50.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. So the card number is 4263. 7037. 5144 2925. Yes,
5144 2925. Got it. What's the expiration on this?
0626.
And the CVV?
Zero four zero.
Okay, hang on.
4, 2, 6, 3, 7, 5, 1, 4, 4, 2, 9, 2, 5, 0, 6, 6.
Okay, so I charged $37. So I've charged $47.70, and it went through. I'm ready with the third one.
Okay. It's 511. Sorry, 5113.
It's the MasterCard?
40. Yes, still the same. It's, yeah. 5113 4030 3831
8316 you said?
Yes.
0626 is the expiration?
Yes. Yes.
CVV?
562 560.
Hang on. And how much is it? $25?
Yes.
All right, hang on. Hang on, I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for staying online, either.
Yes.
Okay, so sorry that the last card that we charged, that was declined. And no problem. Like, once you're about to pay the next installment for the complete payment, you can pay that later. Okay?
Okay.
I'll start
so
the
how
project.
Much,
okay, yes. First two cards went through, one for 250. Second for 50, I guess, right? How much was it? 25, yeah.
No, 50, the other one. So 250 and 50.
Okay, hang on. Hang on. All right, 38. Yeah, second one was 50. So we have received in total $300 Canadian from your site, and but the payment, like it, that you need to pay like 300 USD. So the next payment that is required from your site, that will be done once you receive the initial designs of the site and you approve it. So once you approve the design of the site, then now we're going to collect the next payment from you, okay?
Okay. So I have remaining $25 only, right?
Yes. Not 25 only. So, like, we're not charging the third card for you. You can keep it. And once you're about to pay the next 300, you can pay 375 instead of 300, okay?
Sorry,
Okay, let me explain. You had three cards, one for 250, second for 50, and third one was 25, right?
Okay.
I charged only two, one for 250,
okay,
and the other one was 50. and I didn't charge the third
that's
one. I didn't charge the other one because it was declined, and I'm not going to charge it again. I'm going to push it to the next installment. So the next installment is for $300, and you can pay $375. So right now you have the $25 credit card with you, and if you plus into the next installment, that would be in total of $375. So you can pay that later once you see the design, okay?
So you were saying I have to pay another $375.
Yes.
I thought we already discussed that you told me that I'm going to pay only $325 for
that. That was the first installment. If you see our emails, I sent you an email, like the total payment would be $600. So you pay 50% up front.
Yes.
You see the work, then you pay 50% next. So I have already charged
you
50%.
No, because you told me that the second one, the last time you called me, it reduced to only for $300.
Did I?
Yes.
I must have told you $300. I must have told you $300 United States dollars. So that comes in a total of $386 Canadian dollars. So we still have like around $100 from your site. $86 plus $25. So you need to pay that, okay? I'm sorry for this whole confusion. The confusion is happening just because of your three cards, sir. We never do this. Like no client pays us. This is the first time.
Okay. This is the first time. Okay, I'm telling you this one.
Mm-hmm.
Tomas, I spoke to you last time. The last time you told me that I'm going to pay only because the end of the month, and you said I'm going to it reduced only for $300, $300 only, and you said it's Canadian dollar. I usually ask if it's a Canadian. You said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I emailed you today. It's because I was away and I couldn't receive anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because that when I went to a remote area.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
When I messaged you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you said like
said
the $300.
You
said like the $300. Like the offer is still up for $300. That's what you asked me, right?
Yes, that's on the email. But during the time you called me the last time, I asked you if it's Canadian dollar. You said yes.
No, I can never say this, sir.
So
because the reason. Let me tell you the reason behind this. That's why I didn't say this. The reason was. Because if I convert it into United States dollars, it comes in a total of $232.72. The conversion of 300 Canadian. So I can never offer this. Like this will be like very, very much underselling. That I can never do. So I must have said, I'm sorry. Like if that's a miscommunication between us. So I must have said 300 United States dollar.
So right now
you have to pay
how much I'm gonna pay,
sir. I'm sure you will pay. You will pay $200 to me instead of $100. Let's see the work. You'll see the work. You'll be surprised. Okay. If you like the work, instead of $100, you would love to pay me $200. So let's wait for it. Look at the work that we are going to do, and we'll go from there. Tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, your project manager will get in touch with you. He'll send you an email right now. You can fill out the questionnaire, and we'll speak tomorrow.
Okay. I'm so stressed out, actually. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go for home, so I'll talk to you tomorrow, and your project manager is sending you an email shortly, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay.